Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Happy Friday, folks, and welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I am your host, Tyler Levine, and what a show we have planned for you guys today. There has just been so much going on, and I am loving it. There is just not a break that we have between all the leagues that are going on, the Champions League, FA Cup, Premier League. Things are firing on all cylinders. As I sadly say, the season is, I don't want to say winding down, but we're at that point now. We're beyond halfway. The Premier League is more than halfway over. The Champions League is getting into the group stages, the knockout rounds. The FA Cup rounds are coming to a close as well as things will progress this weekend. And I'm, you know, it's that point in the season where it just feels right. Everything is just deep in there, and we are feeling good. There's a ton of stuff to cover. On this show alone, we'll be recapping the Week 26 and Week 27 of the English Premier League. We were blessed with some weekend and then midweek matches back to back, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday FA Cup. We got Saturday and Sunday FA Cup preview, which we'll go through as well. And then we pretty much have one day off Monday before we got Tuesday, Wednesday Champions League action. And we're going to cover it all on this rendition of First Touch. So make sure you're buckled up because, look, no matter which way you look, there's stuff to talk about. There are headlines, there are storylines. People are moving up and down their respective tables. And more importantly, but there are clubs that are looking to cement themselves in history as they chase a Champions League title. In the inaugural season of this new format, which I absolutely love, we will be diving into this next round of matchups. And I got to say, these are some of the most appetizing fixtures that I've looked at in a very long time for a knockout round of Champions League football. And we're going to get into it. We're going to cover each and every one of them. We'll give our predictions. We'll give our picks. As always, we'll be recapping last week in the Premier League. So, if I haven't sold you enough, buckle up, because this show is going to be fantastic here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. First Touch rolls on with your host, Todd Levine, and we're bringing on my man, Nico Beef Sauce, coming up next. So, don't move. We'll be right back, and we're starting off with something you'll definitely want to hear, my reaction to a United game. So, we'll be right back, folks. Hang in there.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
All right, folks, happy Friday, and welcome back to another edition of First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, alongside my man, Nico Beefsauce. We are listening to on the iHeartRadio, TuneIn Simple Radio, and globally on the American Forces Radio Network, Sports Byline USA, Sports Overnight America. My man, Nico, how we doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good. We had two fixtures come before this show. Premier League, Champions League coming, a ton of actions, a ton of great matchups, and this is a deciding part of the season. This is when we're going to see who's going to win what, so super exciting as always.
I was just going to say, we are right in the middle of the nitty-gritty of the season, the meat and potatoes, as they say, and I mean, things are really starting to unfold where you can get a very clear picture of how leagues will be wrapping up. The one thing that's truly undecided and will be week to week is the FA Cup, Champions League, League Cup. You know, those things will always be week to week. But in terms of league play, which we're going to get into right now, teams are moving up, moving down, or staying right where they are. And ultimately, the picture is clear on who's going to be taking home the Premier League, but we're going to get into that. Let's start off with last weekend, week 26. The Saturday slate, it started off bright and early. We had a lot of discussion on this game last week. I was very much in the mindset of I was going to wake up at 7:30 in the morning and my Saturday would be ruined when Everton beat Manchester United. It was looking like that until the second half when United got two back. It ends 2-2, the draw plus 2:15 hits, over 2.5 plus 1:14. The first goal that Beto scored, United couldn't clear their lines. 19 minutes in, it looked like a junior varsity level goal. Like that's what it looked like. Like a group of amateurs not able to clear a corner, not able to clear their lines, balls bouncing around, and it ends up in the back of the net. And 33 minutes in, the Corey scores, and it was much of the same. Just awful defending from United, going to halftime down 2-0, thinking to myself, here we go again. How bad is it going to get? It's not a question of how much we're going, if we're going to lose, but by how much. And it felt that way until the 72nd minute. Bruno Fernandes takes a free kick. It's it's a handball, so they move it up a couple extra feet. I believe it was a handball or a foul, one or the other. And then he bangs the second effort in. A fantastic free kick right in the far post. It was one of those ones where usually the people go near post, top ends, but went far post. And then 8 minutes later, Ugarte off of a corner. Everton failed to clear it. It falls to him. Beautiful volley in the back of the net. It finishes 2-2. I'm not going to give where the teams are in the table for week 26 because the week 27 midweek games happen. So
things moved around from there, but we'll get into that later on. But nonetheless, good resilience from United to come back and get a draw here. Ultimately, still a lot of questions to be answered. Your thoughts on the?
I think that Manchester United has to take it game by game. They have to think forward versus, you know, thinking what are they going to do to improve on the next game. I don't think there's going to be massive improvements to make. You see teams like Everton, Wolves, Ipswich create major issues to United. When these teams create major issues to you, you're going to face, you're going to have to face the reality that your team is not good enough to compete at the highest level anymore. So I would like to see Amorim, you know, try to see forward, try to get players from the academy, if they exist, that can follow his game plan, look forward to signings, and look forward to the next 1 or 2 years for him to build something good.
That's exactly where I'm at. It's get through the season, don't get relegated. Maybe something magical can happen in the Europa League, the FA Cup, whatever it might be. Other than that, season's a wash. Let's get through it, get some guys out, get some guys in, and move on. Nonetheless, a shocking one. Bournemouth 0, Wolves 1. Wolves plus 425 cashes. Goes under 2.5 plus 135. Bournemouth got a red card 31 minutes in, and that was the exact window of opportunity and edge that Wolves needed. Cunha scored 5 minutes later, and that was that. Very simple. Pretty shocking result. I know we both loved Bournemouth. I know that they screwed you up.
Yeah, they did.
Parlays, huh?
Yeah, they did. I mean, that red card pretty much put it to bed. I did think Bournemouth had the quality to kind of at least equalize, but Wolves played a great game. They're really good when they score and they can sit back afterwards. That's it. That's the only way that they can win games. So they did it. Congrats to them.
This one. Poor Arsenal fans. Well, not really. I don't feel bad for you at all. The most arrogant and delusional group of human beings on planet Earth. Arsenal 0, West Ham 1. West Ham plus 900 cashes. Under 2.5. I wrote down Bottle FC because that is all Arsenal is. It looks like another season without a trophy unless somehow they win the Champions League, which I'm telling you right now will never happen. Well, maybe not never, but at least this season. The goal. Kyle Fiore gave Aaron Wan-Bissaka way too much space to get a cross off. He was giving him the respect like he was looking at R9 standing in front of him being scared to get beat. Partey was the way the whole play developed. I'm not sure if you spotted this. Timber was up, so Saliba had to drop back and cover right back. Partey dropped in to cover the center back. That's all fine as well. The issue, Partey steps out of his space to defend. The cross comes in. Jared Bowen's wide open, heads it in. Easy goal. So, look, they fell apart defensively, and then as Arsenal have had trouble doing pretty much all season when any of their main players are out, they failed to score, and that's it, at home. So they pretty much have the title. That's it. Arteta out. I don't know. I mean, how many more seasons of this can you go through? If they finish second again and then win nothing else, I mean, where do they go from here?
Again, my thing with Arsenal is they're definitely paying for not signing players. If you want to compete at the highest level, you want to compete with monsters like Liverpool, City, Bayern Munich in the Champions League, PSG, Real Madrid, you name it. You got to have a roster that's able to follow that. They do have the injury excuse, but at the end of the day, it's all excuses. This game was dead on the 73rd minute. They got a red card. West Ham played the counterattack perfectly. Arsenal was not able to be offensive in this game. They didn't create huge chances because they're missing all these attackers, and West Ham made them pay for it. I do believe that this is a huge piece of humble pie for Arsenal fans. Stay back, relax. Look at the next season and come in more humble than this one.
They were all the Arsenal TV guys are like doing calculations. Oh, if West Ham, you know, if Arsenal beat West Ham here and Liverpool lose to City here, then this and then that. You know, it's ours to, you know, it's in our hands. I'm like, bro, what are you guys talking about?
No.
why are you having why every year these conversations get had, and every year I'm like, let's see how this works out, and every year Arsenal bottle it, but. Nonetheless, we'll get to a couple games that not really much to talk about. Fulham 0, Crystal Palace 2. Crystal Palace plus 270 cashes, under 2.5. That's it. I mean, Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
You know, if you took out the first 8 games of the season, I know it's, you know, you can't do that, but Crystal Palace would be in 4th right now, which is a pretty crazy statistic. Ipswich 1, Tottenham 4. Tottenham minus 110 cashes with ease, over 3.5 easily. Johnson got 2. Spence got his first Premier League goal. Kulusevski sealed it in the 84th. Nothing there. Southampton 0, Brighton 4. Brighton minus 175, over 2.5. I didn't even write anything down there. I mean, Southampton are just pathetic. It seems like they lose 4-0 every week. And, you know, hint, hint, in the Middle East, they did lose 4-0 to Chelsea. But this one I want to talk about. Aston Villa 2, Chelsea 1. Aston Villa plus 160 cashes. Under 3.5, minus 165. Enzo opened it up 9 minutes in. Pedro Neto assist. It took Villa 57 minutes to equalize. They did so through Asensio, finished off a Rashford cross, a beautiful cross to from Matty Cash. Set up Rashford, lays it across, Asensio scores. And then Asensio gets the game winner. Villa plays short corner, ball goes back to Rashford, squares it away. Asensio made great contact. I'm not going to call it a great volley. I mean, it is a great volley. It should have been saved. The goalkeeper it was right at him. He fumbled it. Villa win 2-1. Big result for them. Good performance for them. They look good with their new guys. I mean, thoughts on Villa? Thoughts on Chelsea?
Yeah, I think that Villa is ripping the benefits of getting in Asensio, Rashford, Malin. Now they have options. If a guy is not playing really great, they have a guy to replace him in. Asensio has been playing great. He was not playing at all at PSG, which means that he's probably full of energy and probably not a lot of rhythm, but it looks like he's connecting with the net. He's, you know, he's assisting players. And Chelsea, man, I mean, I really thought that they had a really good case to win away from home and, you know, kind of start off fresh, but they cannot finish games. That's their problem. Until they find out a way to win games, and even with 1-0 or a 2-1 game, they can't seem to figure out.
If I'm a Chelsea fan, and, you know, if you just look at where you were last year and this year, they're still, after beating Southampton in the middle of the week, they're still in fifth. So, I mean, progress has clearly been made, but they are by no means a finished product. There's still a lot of work that needs to be done with the squad. I think Maresca is a pretty solid coach, but it's very similar to United. Their wingers are average, and they don't have a good striker, and that's it. So, we go on. All right, up next, we're going to recap the Sunday slate because, I mean, this Sunday slate last week is an absolute banger. Two unbelievable matches, two crazy results. We're going to cover them both before we get into the Week 27 midweek games, followed by Champions League and FA Cup previews for the weekend. So we're not even close to getting through everything we need to here on First Touch. I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. We'll be right back. Do not move. First Touch.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors, and they'll provide your prescription, and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Welcome back to First Touch Hammy Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you by Sports Overnight America. I am your host, Kyle Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, let's get right into the Sunday slate of Week 22.
Let's do it.
I mean, it started off with an absolute banger of a game. Newcastle 4, Nottingham Forest 3, Newcastle minus 125, cashes over 2.5. What a joke, minus 165. Forest scored 6 minutes in through Hudson-Odoi. And then Newcastle did something that I have seen very few times, if not ever in my life, and they scored 4 goals in 11 minutes. Miley in the 23rd, Murphy in the 25th, Isak in the 33rd, and Isak again in the 34th from the penalty spot. I mean, unbelievable 11 minutes of football. Unbelievable first half. It's 4-1 at halftime. Milinkovic and Yates scored in the 63rd and 90th for Forest. Just wasn't enough. Game ends 4-3. I mean, props to Forest for not lying down. It's very easy to just kind of sit in and give up when you give up 4 goals in 11 minutes. I don't know how that's even possible. I mean, maybe we've seen City do it maybe once or twice, but other than that, I don't really remember, especially a two top teams, goals in 11 minutes. I mean, thoughts on this game from both sides?
I think great comeback for Newcastle. I do believe that Forest didn't even expect to do this good this season, and I do believe they're missing a couple of pieces to make them at least compete away from home against the top dogs, because we've seen them do really, really good at home. When they go away to City, Arsenal, Newcastle now, they seem to have a very hard time keeping the ball. If they had a couple pieces, they could do something great this season. But look, Nottingham Forest sitting third with 48 points in the Premier League table, and we're going towards the final stretch. So they're gonna have to make something happen and stay in that top four. That would be historic for them.
Let's get into the other game. Man City 0, Liverpool 2. Liverpool plus 125 cashes. Free.
Yeah.
Under 3.5, minus 123. The first goal that was scored, Mohamed Salah. This goal is just so unbelievable, man. Corner kick to Szoboszlai. The way he squares it back with that first touch is an unbelievable pass. I don't think it's being talked about enough how good that pass is, and Salah buries it. And then we go into the 63rd minute, I believe it is. Salah returns the favor. It's just too good. The assist to Szoboszlai again. Guy is playing out of his mind. I mean, he, for me, it is not even close, is the Ballon d'Or favorite. And Liverpool,
he's
the best team. I mean, I'm trying to pull it up now. Give me your thoughts on this game while I pull up the stats here just to figure out.
Just listen, when you have a team that plays attacking football, they're constantly pressing you and they're constantly creating chances, you're going to have a very hard time playing against them any time of the week. City had no control over this game, which is, arguably Pep's biggest advantage. He's able to control the ball, control the pace of the game. He cannot do that at a high level anymore, not at least with the players that he has right now. Salah, with 28 games, 25 goals, 17 assists this season, is leading Liverpool to an absolutely skyrocket season. And listen, Liverpool just secured the league midweek. I mean, everybody is agreeing with that. If anybody is arguing with me, I'd love to hear it.
There's no
argument. They're aiming for Champions League now. I mean, they have to. They have to.
The fate is in their hands at this point. It would be a bottle job of seismic proportion if they didn't win the league. And I just, like, no team is playing well enough to where they could be caught. Like, it's not like there's another team that's, like, picking it up. Like, Arsenal are falling off of a cliff. Forest have slowed down dramatically. City still aren't good enough. Chelsea are going nowhere. And other than that, I mean, that's it. It's over. It's done.
Liverpool
have won the Premier League in Arne Slot's first season. Deservingly so. They have played better than everybody else all season. The only game they've lost was the Forest game at home, and that was an anomaly, calling it for what it is. Like they,
yeah,
they
I agree.
Probably should have won that game and they didn't, and that's it. So, you know, if it wasn't for that game, we'd be looking at the schedule and saying Liverpool might do the invincible. But, you know, they lost the one and that's it. So, nonetheless, let's get into the midweek games. Things kicked off. Brighton 2, Bournemouth 1. Brighton plus 125 cashes, over 2.5, minus 170. João Pedro opened it up, 1-0 from the spot. Culvert continues his breakout season, made it 1-1 in the 61st. Danny Welbeck seals it in the 75th. Bournemouth 7th, 43 points. Brighton 8th, 43 points, only separated by goal differential. Bournemouth slowing down a little bit. They had a lot of pretty crazy momentum, won a lot of big games, but things are starting to kind of slow down for them a little bit, huh?
Their injuries is catching up to them. There's a lot of players that are out, and there's also a lot of players that are not doing so great. I do think that Premier League is the toughest league in the world because you're playing so many competitive matchups, and you might be looking at a team that just won a game and they're building momentum on it, and you're having a very hard time no matter what shape you're in. Great win for Brighton. They needed this one. They've not been doing so hot.
Crystal Palace 4, Aston Villa 1. Palace plus 155 cashes, over 2.5, minus 114. Sarr opened it up 29 minutes in. Rodgers leveled in the 52nd. Then Mateta scores in the 59th. Sarr in the 71st. And Nketiah in the 91st. Villa 10th, Palace 12th. I mean, Palace are having a great season, man. You take away those first eight games, they're top four. They have a great side. They play well. They're organized well. Well coached. I mean, you can't say enough about them. Props to them. I'm sure their fans are absolutely flying.
I love it.
I'm absolutely loving it as well. Wolves 1, Fulham 2. Fulham plus 139, over 2.5, minus 111. Sessegnon got things rolling for Fulham in the first minute. Gomez scores in the 18th for Wolves. Munoz wins it for Fulham right after the second half in the 47th. Fulham 9th, Wolves 17th. Chelsea 4-0 over Southampton. Chelsea minus 437 over 3.5. That's it. Super simple. Wednesday games, Brentford 1, Everton 1. Brentford, the draw plus 267 cashes. It stays under 2.5. Wissa scored right before halftime and made it 1-0. Everton continues to show their resilience after O'Brien got the game-leveling goal in the 77th. Everton are just they seem to be on a roll right now where they just will refuse to lose. They're still in 16th over on 32 points, but from where they were, much, much better. Brentford in 11th, pretty standard season for them. This one got a little crazy. Manchester United 3, Switch 2, United minus 200 cashes, over 2.5, minus 159. Philogene Biedenance, I don't even know if I'm saying that correctly, scores 4 minutes in. Just an awful communication breakdown between Dorgu and Onana. Just, again, junior varsity level stuff, which seems to be the common theme of my commentary on Manchester United games. Sam Morsey own goal, made it 1-1 in the 22nd. De Ligt scored 4 minutes after that off of a corner. Ball bounced around. Dallow gets a shot on goal, falls to De Ligt, buries it. I'm thinking, okay, there we go. We're back. This is it. We're going to win this game. Things took a turn. 43rd minute, Dorgu sent off. Nasty challenge, no arguing. It was a red card. Nothing that can be done about it, especially in the day and age of VAR. Do I think he hit the ball? Yes, but when you slow it down that much and do all these different angles, there's really not much you can do there. It's a red card. It gets called a red card in every game nowadays.
Yeah.
And 4 minutes later, Ipswich get their second through Philogene Biedenance, however you say his name, crosses the ball to the lap, doesn't hit anybody, goes in. Atrocious goalkeeping from Onana, not tracking that cross. I mean, there is no way, shape, or form a top keeper that's playing for a club like Man United, who's playing in the Premier League to begin with, should not be making that save. And if it wasn't for the man that everyone wanted out of the club, including myself, Harry Maguire, in the 47th minute off of a corner kick, he gives United the win, getting them their third goal. United up to 14th, Ipswich in 18th. I'm confident now saying that United will not get relegated. 40 points is the safety zone, historically speaking, and these other teams are just so bad that, look, you know, we're not getting relegated. This is a huge win, but, I mean, this team is just so bad, man.
You know...
So,
Tyler, listen, I gotta say something about United, and I will tell you that, like, I heard this opinion and I'm essentially repeating it, and I truly believe that Amorim really needs to find players that are able to follow his system. I think it's a crime.
Up, man, like, just for a couple games, like, does that hurt anyone?
I think what he's doing right now is he's trying to figure out who is willing, so he can at least make a plan for the summer. That's what I think.
I respect that.
Yeah, and he has to, and he has to do that, right? Because he has some players in his hands, and he's trying to see who is willing to change, who's willing to adapt, and who's willing to follow his plan. I do think that United should not focus on results. Ipswich scoring two goals at Old Trafford would have been absolutely unbelievable 5 years ago. And here they are, almost so ready to win the game. Yeah, it's almost ready to win the game. So fans are there. 73,000 people were in the stadium for this game. Although United is so low on the table, the fans are going to the stadium. They're supporting the team. I don't want to see any toxicity. I just want to see support towards Amorim and help him build something big.
I could not possibly agree more. Nonetheless, Nottingham Forest 0, Arsenal 0, dropless 275 under 2.5. Arsenal in second, Forest in third. Arsenal 13 points off Liverpool, but they do have a game in hand. It's all said and done. That's it for them. They're done.
Yeah.
Season over. No trophies yet again. Tottenham 0, Man City 1. Pretty boring game. City minus 133 under 3.5. Holland scored 12 minutes in. VAR ruled this out his second in the 94th. City 4th, Spurs 13th. Level on points with United. Liverpool 2, Newcastle 0. Liverpool minus 200 cashes. Under 3.5, minus 135. Liverpool are just unstoppable. Szoboszlai scored 11 minutes in off of Luis Diaz assist. McAllister sealed it in the 63rd after Mo Salah. I mean, he's just dancing around. You cannot get the ball off him. He lays it off to him 12 yards out. McAllister makes no mistake. Absolutely buries it. Liverpool 13 points clear at the top. Newcastle down to 6. Quick reaction on Liverpool against Newcastle. I mean,
I did say before this game that Van Dijk was going to play good defense because last time they met, he had a hard time. 0 in the back means a win for Liverpool at home all day long.
Absolutely. That's it. If you can blank, if you go to Anfield and don't score, I mean, it's exactly. Obviously saying if you don't score, you don't win, but like you stand no chance because they're putting at yep. least one in. They've scored two goals now, and I believe it was their last like 18 games, something like that, something crazy. So Liverpool, they're just better. But
all right, First Touch rolls on. Coming up next, FA Cup preview, Champions League preview. Do not move. I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. We'll be right back to dive into this weekend and next week's action.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am your host, Tyler Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. FA Cup kicked off this afternoon, Aston Villa home versus Cardiff. Asensio scores twice, Marcus Rashford another assist. He has more assists at Villa in the last week than he did at Manchester United all season, so... I understand he missed a bunch of chances as well, which, you know, is what it is. But, I mean, Villa are expected to beat a team like Cardiff. I don't think there's really much to that, Nico. I mean, any thoughts on
just
the game?
Just a ton of missed chances by Villa. I think that these teams, when they play weaker teams, they get into the habit of relaxing and just kind of playing the ball and not really finishing the game. But this is going to bite you in the bum in the long run because you create a bad habit of missing chances. Good win for them, though.
All right, Bournemouth home versus Wolves. We got a Premier League matchup in the FA Cup. Bournemouth minus 130, Wolves plus 325. The draw is plus 300, over 2.5 minus 165, under 2.5 plus 125. We saw this matchup on the weekend. Wolves won 1-0 due to a red card. Do you think Bournemouth get their revenge this time around?
I think revenge, but I love the draw in this game because I expect them to have some subs. Bournemouth, especially Bournemouth, that's shooting for a European position at this time. They're going to look to aim for that versus a cup, I believe.
If it's a draw, do you agree with me it goes under 2.5?
Yeah, 100%. 1-1-0-0.
I like the under. This one's interesting. And you might think that it's not because, the odds are just insane. Manchester City home versus Plymouth. Man City minus 1,400. Plymouth plus 3,000. The ties plus 1,100. The total for this one, over 3.5 minus 145, under 3.5 plus 115. You might think, why is this interesting? Well, Plymouth knocked out Liverpool. Are they going to knock out a team that is significantly worse? I mean, Liverpool played their guys that game, and they blanked them. Granted, they were home. They're going to the Etihad.
Yeah.
How many City fans will show up to a game like this? I don't know. Is there a world where they do it and the plus 3,000 cashes?
Nah, there's no. I mean, City at this time, being outside the race for the Premier League, they have to fight for a title. Even if it's the FA Cup, they have to fight for it. I mean, what else do you have to fight for? They're out of the Champions League. Now they have to face, you know, Premier League top four as being their goal. So FA Cup is going to be for them. 4-0.
4-0. Wow. All right. This one, another Premier League matchup in the FA Cup on the weekend. Newcastle home versus Brighton. Newcastle plus 115, Brighton plus 210, the tie plus 275, the total over 2.5 minus 175, under 2.5 plus 135. The over 3.5 is plus 135, which is also very interesting, with the under 3.5 at minus 175. What do you think here, Nico? I mean, Newcastle at home are I think definitely the better team. The question with FA Cup, and you never really know until the morning of, is who's actually going to play. I mean, I think if Isak plays, Newcastle roll. If he doesn't, it could be a little dicey, but are you rolling with Newcastle? I mean, plus 115 Newcastle at home is very appealing.
I think it's kind of like saying that plus 115, exactly what you just said before, that who's going to go on the field. I mean, Aston Villa played today against Cardiff, the 19th team in the championship, and they fielded their first team. I mean, if that's going to be the case for Newcastle, they're going to win this game, but you know, an hour before the game, you find out the lineups. I would bet on the over on this one. I do believe that
not to cut you off, but are you surprised, that considering Villa has Champions League football this week, that they fielded their starters against a team like Cardiff?
I'm not surprised because I feel like what Emery is trying to do is trying to help those new players stick. Because, like, he did play Ollie Watkins, but he also played Asensio and Rashford. I think his goal is to make them kind of cohesive and get together, score some goals, build some chemistry. And, I mean, how much running did they do today, man? I mean, Cardiff didn't even see the goal until, like, the very end of the game. You know?
That's fair. So, yeah. That's fair.
All right, Manchester United home versus Fulham. This one should be interesting. United are favorites, plus 140. Fulham plus 190. The tie is plus 240. Total over 2.5 minus 115. Under 2.5 minus 105. Last time these teams met, United 1-0 away at Fulham. Martinez, the goal scorer, off of a deflection. I mean, I don't really know. I mean, it's like we're home, but there's not much stock in that.
Fulham. Are they single games, Tyler, or are they double games?
These are singles. They updated that a couple years back, so it will go to penalties. I think I like the draw at plus 240. I don't think we're necessarily better than Fulham. I don't think Fulham's necessarily better than us. But I think it's probably
more likely a 1-1 draw.
That's what I'm thinking as well. I think it goes to extra time, and then if something happens, you know, maybe we win in penalties. But I ultimately think this one gets decided in extra time and with penalties. But nonetheless, that I mean, that's I'm assuming that's kind of where your head's at with it as well.
Yeah, 100%.
All right. Forest home versus Ipswich. Forest are minus 145. I had to do a triple take at that. The tie is plus 300. Ipswich plus 375. Over 2.5 minus 120. Under 2.5 plus 100. I don't know like what odds makers were thinking. I'm absolutely hammering Nottingham Forest at home. I'm taking the over 2.5 as well. I mean, are you looking at this in a different way than I am?
Again, it's a question. Like, Forest is literally sitting on top four in the Premier League. Are they going to risk an injury, or are they going to risk, you know, getting their players all tired to beat Ipswich in the FA Cup? I don't know, man. I love their money line. Obviously, it's a no-brainer. And again, even if Nottingham Forest has subs, who is Ipswich going to play? I mean, what's their depth like?
They have to play their starters because they don't have anybody else to play.
Exactly. So that's why that line is there. I do love the over 2.5 in this game. I love the over 2.5 in the FA Cup games just because I feel like teams are more likely to just risk it for a biscuit versus just sit back and try to get a point. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, the FA Cup slate may be a little, as of right now, not necessarily super appealing with a lot of these teams just not being great. But one thing that will certainly be appealing is these Champions League matchups for the knockout stage, the first leg.
Yeah.
Let's start here. Club Brugge home versus Aston Villa. Villa are plus 150 favorites on the road. The draw is plus 240. Club Brugge plus 177. Over 2.5 minus 105. Under 2.5 minus 122. Brugge won the group stage meeting at home 1-0. So these teams have played each other already this season. There will be some familiarity there. Do you expect Aston Villa to go on the road and win this first leg and set themselves up to advance to the next stage with a result at home the following
week? No. Listen, Club Brugge is a Belgian team. They've been the champions in Belgium forever. And their team is really, really good. I know that the people most likely hear Premier League and they expect the highest level. But Club Brugge is a team that's athletic. They have a ton of talent up front. They have players that could easily be in the Premier League. And overall, at home, they're a very tough nut to crack. I expect, you don't know my bet here. It's going to be Club Brugge money line, Club Brugge or draw. That's going to be my bet on this one.
Yeah, it's tough. These teams also really get up for playing the Premier League teams. They
100%.
Feel there's a chip on their shoulder. They want to prove themselves. A lot of them also, they get up for these games because it's a showcase for top teams to, you know, to potentially come and get, you know, transferred for the summer to play at a higher level. So I think this will be very difficult to Villa, for Villa to go and win. I like the draw here for myself personally in under 2.5 at minus 122. Now, this one is very interesting for me. PSV home versus Arsenal. Arsenal are minus 101. The draw is plus 250. PSV are plus 270. Over 2.5 minus 119. Under 2.5 minus 109. I love PSV. I think they win this game 100%. I'm sold that Arsenal are losing in this spot. Who are they going to? Who's Arsenal going to play? PSV have a potent attack. They are going to be their stadium is going to be absolutely bumping. Arsenal can't score against West Ham at home and can't score against Forest on the road. You think they're going to PSV and putting up goals?
I don't think so.
I mean, I could see a world where Arsenal doesn't even score in this game, let alone win.
Listen, one thing I'm going to say is that this is the worst possible matchup for Arsenal at this time. PSV is a team that attacks constantly. Noah Lang is an absolute stud. They have Bakayoko, even Perisic, for whoever knows, the Croatian winger,
Luke
Young. Yeah, he's a legend, absolutely. He made it to the final of the World Cup against France. They have Dest in their back line. I mean, listen, this team is going to be a nightmare for Arsenal. They're not just going to be a nightmare in Netherlands. They're also going to be not a nightmare in England because team does not stop. Great physical team. I think Eindhoven goes through Arsenal.
Look, I've said some pretty good matchups thus far, and we're going to get into some more good matchups, but I think there's no doubt that this one is the most appealing. Real Madrid at home versus Atletico Madrid. The Madrid derby we have in the Champions League yet again. We've seen it before in a final. We're going to see it now here in the group stage. Real Madrid minus 115, draw plus 260, Atletico plus 315, over 2.5 minus 118, under 2.5 minus 108. They've drawn 1-1 in their last three meetings. I love Real Madrid in this spot. I do. Yeah. It's Champions League. They're at home against a rival. The Bernabeu is going to be... It will probably register on Earth seismic radars for earthquakes with how loud it's going to be. And you know Real Madrid's showing up for this game. So give me that 115. I'm taking the over 2.5 as well. I know Simeone likes to sit back and park the bus and take the opportunities as they come. But, I mean, do you see a world where Atletico Madrid get a result here?
You know, I love the Real Madrid money line. And the only reason that line is there where it's at that price is because you're not going to see Atletico Madrid center back sitting at the halfway line, just like you saw with City. They're going to be sitting right on the box. They're not going to give Mbappe a lot of space. The biggest question in this game is, can Real Madrid score early? Because if they do, you know it's going to be a completely different game. If the game goes down to like the nitty-gritty and it's like a 0-0 game, then, you know, Atletico can get a result at Bernabeu.
The one thing they have going for them is Bellingham is out. So that favors Atletico Madrid. He is suspended because of the yellow card he picked up in the second leg against Man City. So he'll be available.
Yeah, I mean,
but
I
don't know how
much Madrid,
stock I put in that.
I mean, Atletico Madrid have Antoine Griezmann, phenomenal season. Julian Alvarez, phenomenal season. They do have guys that can attack, and they definitely have some very loyal soldier defenders for Simeone. Madrid is going to go through them 100%.
Bayern Munich home versus Bayern Leverkusen, another rivalry game. Amazing. Munich minus 105, draw plus 280, Leverkusen plus 310, over 2.5, minus 148, under 2.5, plus 114. They tied 0-0 just 2 weeks ago away at Leverkusen. They tied 1-1 back in September in Munich. I like Leverkusen here, plus 310. I think Xabi Alonso sources up some magic. They win in stoppage time. Wirtz scores a goal. I like the value here for a Bayern Munich team coached by Vincent Kompany. He still hasn't really proven himself. They lost to Villa in the group stage. They are susceptible to be beat. Let's see, though. Are you backing that? Or are you riding?
It's going to be a battle of the coaches in this one. Vincent Kompany, a very promising coach, but new to the game, versus Xabi Alonso, that's already won a couple cups and major ones with Bayer Leverkusen. Went to the Europa League final and lost last year. I do believe that Xabi Alonso is going to get the better of Kompany in this matchup. It's going to be a very close one in terms of who goes through or not.
Benfica home versus Barcelona. Barcelona minus 114, draw plus 300, Benfica plus 260, over 3.5 plus 102, under 3.5 minus 129. You might listen to that and think, okay, Barcelona stand no chance. Let's not forget in the group stages you faced in Benfica Stadium, it was 5-4. Barcelona had to come back and win very late in the game. They had to come back multiple times from being down two goals.
Yeah.
Where do you go here? I mean, the first matchup was just riveting. Real quick.
Bet the over and have some fun. I think both teams are going to attack. So, you know, bet the over and have some fun with the game.
I'm loving the over as well. And then let's squeeze this one in here as well. PSG home versus Liverpool. PSG are favorites. Plus 140. The draw is plus 275. Liverpool plus 170. Over 3.5 plus 120. Under 3.5 minus 157. Do you back PSG as favorites? I mean, that's pretty crazy, no?
No, not at all. Listen, PSG just added Kvaratskhelia to their roster. They're excited. They have really fast guys up front. I do think Liverpool is big daddy in this matchup. I do think they go there and win the game. There's no stadium that Liverpool plays. There's no team that Liverpool faces that they're the underdog against. No way.
I'm loving a draw here. PSG have been playing very well. Dembele is in the best scoring form of his career. Kvaratskhelia is a fantastic player. Goncalo Ramos is a good player. Joao Neves, fantastic midfielder. Vitinha can do damage, can score goals. They have a great goalkeeper in Donnarumma who seems to always show up on the biggest stage. We've seen him at the World Cup. We've seen him in the Champions League. He plays phenomenal against the best teams in the best moments. I'm back.
I give
PSG
you the draw
in
this
draw.
One, brother. I give you the draw.
But at Anfield, no. This is over. Liverpool go through, but I think PSG you know, shock some people and get a draw here and at least draw some question marks. Liverpool are due for somewhat of a hiccup.
I'm not
chalking it up for a loss, though. But nonetheless, coming up next here on First Touch, we'll do the two-minute drill with your hosts, Todd Levine and Nico Beef Sauce. Do not move. We'll be right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Welcome back to First Touch. Time for the two-minute drill here with your host, Tyler Levine, and alongside my man, Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, let's give the people what they want. Let's give some mortal locks out. What do you absolutely love? What are you hammering either this weekend on FA Cup or in the middle of the week for the Champions League fixtures?
I love the FA Cup. I'm going to take Nottingham Forest money line. I'm going to take the over 2.5 in the Bournemouth and the Newcastle fixtures. And then moving on to Champions League, I love Club Brugge money line, Real Madrid money line. I love Eindhoven or draw at home, and I love Liverpool money line at PSG.
But I will be absolutely slamming PSV plus 270. I think that's insane value. I don't see how Arsenal are this favorite. This should be a pick'em in my opinion at best, considering Arsenal's form and the fact that they're traveling here. I also really love Real Madrid minus 115, and I'm locking in the draw in the PSG-Liverpool game on a little half-unit play. I don't love it, but I think that that's what's ultimately going to happen based on the fact that Liverpool are underdogs. But
yes, sir.
Nonetheless, folks, as always, thank you so much for tuning into another edition of First Touch. Next week's episode is going to be an absolute banger as well, because we have all of this weekend FA Cup to recap, all of what happened in Champions League to recap. We got Premier League returning March 8th, which we will preview, and then Champions League again for the second legs following up to preview that. So look, next Friday is going to be a banger, but thank you so much for tuning in with us for the last hour. Up next is Sports Weekend. As always, we will see you next Friday, 5 o'clock Eastern. I'm your host, Kyle Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. We'll see you next week, guys. Have an absolute
Thank you, guys. Night.